I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 16th. It's a busy night ahead tonight for the Quincy Planning Board. Public hearings will be held regarding several large projects. The board will hear a proposal to rezone the Eastern Nazarene College property to allow for the creation of 55 and over housing for Quincy residents. Mayor Thomas Koch made that proposal, and the City Council has approved it. The mayor says he wants to protect the property from overdevelopment once the college closes at the end of the year. Also tonight, the board will hear plans from the Grossman Company to tear down the block of stores on Granite Street that contain the Boston Market Restaurant and others, to create a seven-story, 256-unit apartment complex with ground-level retail space and a parking garage. Also on the agenda tonight, plans by the South Shore YMCA to build a two-story, 11,000-square-foot addition to their Coddington Street building. The planning board will meet tonight at 6 at Old City Hall. Boston police arresting a Quincy man last Saturday, suspected of stabbing an elderly person on the Boston Common earlier this month. Philip Chen of Quincy was allegedly involved in a stabbing that took place near Brewer Fountain on October 1st. Previously, Boston police said they responded to the area of the Park Street T-stop at about 8 o'clock in the morning on October 1st, where they found a victim suffering from multiple stab wounds. Prosecutors charged Chen with two counts of assault and battery on an elderly person, one count of stealing from an elderly person. According to police, Chen was arrested on Saturday. Officers were conducting a separate drug investigation when they saw him and recognized him from an outstanding arrest warrant. Officers said they arrested Chen at the intersection of Summer and Otis Streets, just blocks away from where he allegedly stabbed the victim weeks before. A judge ordered Chen to be hospitalized to determine if he's competent enough to stand trial. Chen's currently committed at Bridgewater State Hospital, where the judge ordered him to stay under observation until his next hearing on November 1st. Authorities are searching for a Vermont man they say violently attacked two people at a popular shopping plaza in Hingham on Monday. Police issued an arrest warrant for 43-year-old Mark Buntrock from South Royalton, Vermont. He's charged with two counts of assault and battery. Officers responding to the Derby Street Shops for a report of a disturbance were informed that a male suspect, later identified as Buntrock, walked up to two unsuspecting people and struck them, causing them to fall to the ground. Both victims sustained minor injuries. The victims were not together, and each alleged assault happened in a different location, and both victims said they didn't know the suspect. Buntrock was last seen running towards Derby Street. Anyone who knows of his whereabouts or comes in contact with him is asked to contact Hingham Police. Four Logan Express workers have been terminated by Massport and are now facing charges of theft. Massport said they were informed of potential suspicious activity by ABM Industry Group's employees at the Braintree and Framingham Logan Express sites earlier this year, prompting them to launch an investigation into that matter. Following a tip received through their fraud, waste, and abuse hotline, Massport said they referred the investigation to the state police. It was later confirmed that three ABM employees at the Braintree site had stolen cash payments of bus tickets. It was also discovered that another ABM employee at the Framingham site had also been stealing money. Massport said ABM was contracted in 2020 to collect revenue and carry out operations at their Braintree, Framingham, and Danvers Logan Express sites. The state police investigation at both the Braintree and Framingham sites has now resulted in pending criminal charges against the four ABM employees. Massport said they're also working with Deloitte to conduct an independent audit of all Logan Express sites managed by ABM. And Massport says they've terminated their contract with ABM and a new operator will be brought on board starting next month. In order to ensure that operations continue to run smoothly, Massport said their staff will be at the sites formerly operated by ABM. A total of 118 students were awarded individual academic scholarships at Quincy College's annual scholarship presentation held at Quincy High School earlier this month. Among those sponsoring scholarships this year is the Quincy College Foundation, the new not-for-profit charitable organization established to expand advocacy and philanthropy on behalf of the college and its students. The foundation, a successor to the Quincy College Trust, now serves as the college's single philanthropic arm and will collaborate with administrative and academic leadership to establish, cultivate, and sustain mutually beneficial relationships with and solicit charitable contributions from current and prospective donors, alumni, and private foundations. The trustees will advocate for community support for student scholarships, as well as student life programs, including athletics, faculty-focused programs, and select academic initiatives. Well, it has generated too much demand, it's too expensive, and some say it's not benefiting those it was meant to help. It's the state's right to shelter law, which sat quietly on the books for decades. Then came 2023, when thousands of migrants moved to Massachusetts, took advantage of the law, which mandates housing for homeless families and pregnant women. Last fall, Governor Mara Healey finally capped the number of families in emergency housing at 7,500. System's been running at full capacity now for a year. In fact, the State Department of Housing and Livable Communities says there are 278 families on the wait list for housing. At a statehouse meeting yesterday, the Emergency Assistance Commission, chaired by Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, continued its discussion about reforming the right to shelter law. The main reason is it's expensive. It's estimated that during fiscal 24, the state will spend more than $1 billion to uphold the law, some of that going to hotels where about half the migrants live. At the current pace, funds for right to shelter will run out at the end of January. The governor plans to ask the legislature for an additional $455 million from a state escrow fund to close the gap. That will pretty much be the end of the escrow fund next fiscal year, which begins in July 25. Money for right to shelter will come from the general fund or other sources. Through the emergency assistance shelters are at capacity. Kim Driscoll says that as winter approaches, that is not the case at the state's four overflow or respite centers. The benefit of doing so, she says, is to access to intensive case management services, which could potentially accelerate movement to more permanent housing. By December 1st, the commission's required to submit a plan to reform the right to shelter law. Well, it will be a night of patriotism and honor before Friday night's North Quincy versus Pembroke high school football game at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. The second annual Salute to Service game will once again honor the 63 North Quincy alumni who were either killed in action or were prisoners of war. All 63 names will be read aloud. This year, the event will also honor the 83,000 service members listed as missing in action. The first Salute to Service game was organized last year as a way to thank the military members who speak to North Quincy High School students twice a month during Military Mondays. The recruiters have also volunteered their time at games and served as role models for students who may be considering the military or the trades as a career. North Quincy players will be wearing specially designed jerseys to salute the military, donated by a North Quincy alumni. The event will also include comments from the mayor. Students in the ROTC program will be assisting. An American flag will be displayed from Quincy Fire Department ladder trucks. Veterans and active duty military personnel can attend the game for free. The game will also be live right here on Quincy Access Television Friday at 6 p.m. American Red Cross holding a blood drive today at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School in Quincy. The blood drive will be held from noon to 5 p.m. can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. A check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 324 points. The NASDAQ fell 187. The S&P lost 44. Markets in Europe and Asia were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports Bruins are in Colorado against the Avalanche tonight at 9:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny and a brisk, high 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold again, low 37. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high of 58. Sunny 62 on Friday, and then Saturday, sunny and a high 70. For the boater, waves 2 feet, northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots. High tide, 10:45 a.m. Sunrise, 6:58, sets at 5:59. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 16th.